Motivation. Hey, what's up, my fellow colleagues, medical students? Welcome to the fifth episode of the Med Motivation Podcast. And today I'm recording this episode about 6 months after the previous episode. I've decided to take my time a bit. I never really planned on doing a consistent podcast. I mean, I'm a medical student as well. Yeah, and you guys very well know how busy this life can be with exams and all. So I took my time and thought of what I needed to cover next. And one thing that bothered me was, in my previous episode, I was exploring and discussing ways that can improve our sleep and the quality of our sleep, because that matters a lot to our cognitive function and our productivity. So, and it led to the topic of having a morning and a sleep routine. And in the end, I started talking about some things that you should do before sleeping and a bunch of things that you could do right after you wake up, which is the morning routine, that would increase your sleep. If you missed that episode, go ahead and check that out. So in this episode, I thought of like all of those things that I mentioned. I wasn't really following up. I wasn't really following through with any of those things, that all those habits which I found were beneficial and I told you guys. So I thought, if I'm saying something and I expect you guys to follow through and take something out of it from this podcast, and the same should apply to me as well. I should take my own advice and follow through with those tips and take something out of that into my life as well. See how that goes. So that's what I've been doing in the past 6 months. And it's been a hell of a ride. It's been tough. I was mostly inspired in the principle of what I mentioned in The Atomic Habit. It's a really good book. I've read some of it and it's really good. I mostly checked out the book summary. There was a really good book summary on YouTube. The video is titled How to Become 37.78 Times Better at Anything. Atomic Habit Summary by James Clear. It's by a channel called Escaping Ordinary. And I watched this and I was like deeply sold on this idea that habits have to be established gradually, one on top of the other. Because I've tried so many times to like start new habits and incorporate new habits into my life, into my daily life. And the number of times I failed is countless. I mean, anybody who's into self-improvement and stuff would have some kind of experience in this. So what I realized, what I was doing wrong was, I would completely ignore my well-being, my productivity, and just go down a pitfall and just go down a rabbit hole of unproductivity. And then one day at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would suddenly panic, like, damn, I need to get my life together. And then I would suddenly start thinking of ways to do that, and I would make vast changes overnight from the next day onwards to do this and do that, and to have a strict timetable to get everything done. And timetables have had the worst success rate of all habits, because it's so difficult when you set yourself into such strict patterns. It's so difficult to manage that, because in real life you come across so many obstacles, other things that you have to do, and timetables never work in that way. If you are going to strictly adhere to it, a timetable that dictates every hour of your day, it's not going to work. It has to come with habits, not like a strict timetable which no one is enforcing except yourself. So yeah, the main thing I got out of that was that I have to build habits one on top of the other, and that they have to be cued, as in one habit would cue me, would remind me to go on to the next one. So for this, I thought like I need to keep track of my habits, and I browsed around and tried a few of them, and there's something called Tick It Habit Tracker. It comes with a blue color tick, and it has a basic version and a paid pro version, which only cost $10 maybe, or even less than that, like about $5 I think. And this app made a huge difference in what I was trying to do, because tracking my habits, something like keeping a streak. So I thought that would motivate me, because it has some form of that has motivated me before in my previous exams and all. So I tried, I got this habit tracker. First of all, they had this in the pro version, they had a morning routine that was designed already. So in that morning routine was also designed in a way that you did one habit on the first day, and then they added another one like 2 days later, and then it keeps on adding things. Then you had like a full list of about 7 things that you had to do in the morning when you wake up. And I found all of these things really helpful, and this app really provided a lot of reading material as to why these specific habits would improve your day, your productivity and all, your health and everything. Yeah, and that was really helpful. And by the way, I'm not really sponsored by this app or anything like that. I urge you guys to go ahead and experiment with different types of habit tracker apps and choose one that's best for you. But the key point is having a habit tracker helps. So I started doing this morning routine, and it included things like, let me go to my habit tracker and tell you, I don't really have all of those in my head right now. This is why having the habit tracker is important, because there's a lot of habits that I want to keep up with, and you can't really tick all of them in your head. Okay, the morning routine consists of, the first thing you should do, first thing that I did, was drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning. And then after that, I guess I'd get out of bed and wash my face, brush my teeth, which were already things that I did, so I didn't need to include them in my habit tracker because I already had those habits in place. But I incorporated that into my queue of habits. Like, for example, waking up would be the cue to do my morning glass of water habit. Brushing teeth and washing my face would give me the cue to do the next thing. So first, the glass of water, and then I would do some morning stretches or an exercise. So usually if I go to gym and exercise on the previous day, or I'm planning to do on that day, I would settle for a kind of a stretching exercise in the morning. So I would get out of bed, put on my yoga mat, and then just stretch out my legs and my calves. Or if I didn't work out and I didn't have time, for example, if I'm doing my exams and I'm really busy, didn't have time to go to gym, then I would take the time in the morning, about a 30 minute time period, and I would do some push-ups and some sit-ups, squats, and just get the major muscle groups active. Simple workout. Or I would go for a run briefly, 30 minutes, and it would take about 20 to 30 more minutes for me to have a wash and clean up and get ready. And I would get my other habits done within that time period as well. So the next thing to do was prepare a healthy breakfast. So I'm not sure which order of this is best, but from what I experienced, especially if I'm going for a jog in the morning, and even when I'm doing sit-ups, doing it on an empty stomach was the best for me. So I would do the exercise, okay, the water, the morning water, then the exercise, then I would brush my teeth and wash my face, or I would have a wash if I'm really sweaty. I'm trying to get this habit into my life, have a wash every morning, but I've always been like an evening wash person, like evening bath person. So because the early morning wash gives me a bit of a common cold, so I've always kind of avoided that. I guess I'd have to build up my immunity for that as well, and I've heard that like cold baths in the morning give a huge immunity boost. Anyway, if I'm really sweaty after the workout, especially if I jog for 30 minutes, I'll be really sweaty and exhausted. But it gives me a kind of a morning boost as well. Not really exhausted. Anyway, the morning exercise, then the brushing teeth, washing face, or the wash, and then a healthy breakfast. Before incorporating this routine, I barely even had any breakfast most days, especially if I'm going to faculty on those days. I would skip the breakfast entirely and then just settle for the lunch and the dinner only. So for me, despite healthy breakfast, just having a breakfast was the first goal, and then I moved on to making it a healthy breakfast, onto that goal much later. So taking this stock habit set, I made some changes to incorporate into my daily life. And then the fourth thing, and this I think arguably is the most important in terms of productivity. The previous ones, they were mostly to do with your health. Making a to-do list in the morning was the most important thing to boost your productivity, in my opinion, that I experienced. There's something to note about this, the to-do list. I heard Ali Abdaal also talk about this, and I completely agree with his method of making a to-do list. And that is, if you are doing a to-do list, the best thing is to write it down on a physical piece of paper. So I tried, since I'm kind of a tech enthusiastic guy, I tend to keep all of my things digitally. So I tried doing these to-do list things on my Google Calendar, I tried adding them to my habit tracker as to-do list. But these are not exactly habits. I mean, it works in my habit tracker app. I found that okay, but I guess like Ali Abdaal says, like writing them on a piece of paper and like physically crossing them one by one gives a much more of a real life feeling of getting your things done in the day. And the second thing that I completely agree with, and I need to stress about this, is having one highlight task, like one main thing that you need to get done in your day no matter what. As in, You can put infinite things in your daily to-do list and you won't be able to get all of them done. Other things will come up, like you'd have to go to a funeral maybe, or you'd have to go get groceries, your parents or someone in your life. You should get something done. And these are all things that you don't expect. You have to keep room for those things as well. So it's okay to fill out your day with things to do, but just know that you won't always get all of them done. But having one highlight task, as in one key element that you have to get done no matter what. And doing this one thing, you have to allocate a specific time for it. A time that you know that you are going to be free. For example, you know how your day goes. So you know between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, you have a time slot that's free. You don't have anything to do. So no matter what comes up, other than like if it's something really important, maybe you can switch it around. But having a time slot for that one main thing really makes a difference. And at least you get one thing done, especially if you make this main thing something that you are generally reluctant to do, and getting a time slot for that and forcing yourself to get that done. Because like I said, having time slots for everything and making an entire timetable of your days, it's not very practical. It's not feasible. The failure rate is very high. It's like the reminds me of the coitus interruptus method. If you are giving that responsibility for yourself on your self-discipline, it has a very high failure rate, because you shouldn't trust yourself in things like that. On another note, I do believe that your self-discipline is something that you have to build up, but that has to be on a separate journey, and you shouldn't sacrifice your productivity for a long time to get your self-discipline in check. There are other things that you can do to build up your self-discipline, that energy in you. One thing that you can do without having a major impact on your productivity is doing something like a NoFap challenge. Instead of making your productivity dependent on your self-discipline, you can try it with something like that and improve your self-discipline. And then once you are confident with it, remove some other incentives and motivators in your daily routine, in your productivity habits, to make them dependent on your self-discipline in some sense. Anyway, straying off topic here a bit. Another thing that got me wondering with this morning routine was drinking water in the morning every day. And I've heard so many people talk about this, especially in my culture, these old people. They talk about drinking water first thing in the morning. And if you search on Google, like hundreds of articles, 5 benefits of drinking water first thing in the morning. Here's why you should drink water the first thing in the morning. There are so many articles about this and so many people talking about this on TV, on talk shows, and all of those things. But I've never really understood, like, what's the big deal about this? What's the hype of this morning water routine, the morning water habit? And for a long time, I've heard this thing since I was a kid, but I've never really believed it. Like, I thought it was just common myth that people just kept on saying. But when I really tried this in my morning routine, I didn't really like think about all those things. I just did it because it's part of my routine and I thought to stick by it. But later on, I felt it had an effect on me, I guess, in a way. So I decided to take a look into why this morning habit routine was incorporated into most of these morning routines and why it is helpful. And I couldn't find much of scientific evidence behind this, because scientists don't necessarily get motivated by common myths to verify them or not. And they are doing researches, they don't necessarily go to debunk common myths. Usually they contribute to their relevant field, and I don't know whose field it comes under this morning habit of drinking water, I guess. Anyways, what we do know in the science is that a clear, pure water intake can reduce the calorie intake. So a systemic review of clinical trials, epidemiologic and intervention studies suggested a potentially important role of water in reducing energy intake. And another study, a National Health and Nutrition Examination survey from 2005 to 2012 in UK, it showed that 1 percentage point increase in the proportion of daily plain water in total dietary water consumption was associated with a reduction in mean daily total energy intake. So basically, the proportion of plain water to dietary water, when it's increased, so when you take more plain water compared to the dietary water, it reduces your daily total energy intake. And this has been tied to mostly the reduction, the energy density of your meal, in the morning meal, in this case, if you are taking in the morning. And then there are studies about mental well-being. One study says the dehydration can affect the consciousness and can induce speech incoherence, extremity weakness, hypotonia of ocular globe, and orthostatic hypotension and tachycardia. Things like these can happen in dehydration. And in the morning when you wake up, you tend to be a bit dehydrated. And in extreme cases of this, you can have these symptoms and these effects of dehydration. And drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning can potentially reduce those effects and improve your mental well-being, I guess. It's a bit of a stretch, but direct studies relating to this are not really available, like specifically on morning water intake. And with those specific rules that are generally mentioned, like you have to take the water the first thing you wake up, first thing that you do when you wake up before taking anything into your mouth, like before rinsing your mouth with mouthwash or brushing teeth, it has to be the first thing that goes into your mouth, is what most people say regarding this habit. But there is no such scientific evidence to back up those specific rules in taking a glass of water in the morning. And another thing is, they say, another thing that the science can back up is that water can, like drinking plain water, can reduce the body weight. A study in Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, it says that drinking 500 milliliters of water increased the metabolic rate by 30% in the increase, and this increase occurred within the first 10 minutes and reached a maximum of metabolic rate after 30 to 40 minutes. Basically, what happens is when you drink water and it's in room temperature, right? And when you drink this, it has to warm it to the body temperature, which is 37 Celsius. And most of this increased metabolic rate is to warm the water when it goes into your body. But it's very insignificant compared to the amount of calories you burn for your basal metabolism on a daily basis. So it doesn't really affect it that much, but burning some calories is better than burning nothing at all. So I guess it has an effect on your body weight. And there's another thing about the effect of water on morning bad breath. I mean, that's kind of intuitive and obvious, I guess. But there has been a randomized clinical trial done by some dentists, International Journal of Dental Hygiene. So basically, it says that it has a significant effect in the bad breath. It reduces the bad breath when you rinse your mouth or drink water first thing in the morning. But then again, you brush your teeth in the morning, so that doesn't really affect much because you would be brushing your teeth anyways. So yeah, that's that for the scientific background of morning water. But from my personal experience, it has more of a psychological effect when it comes to affecting your habits. So basically, when you start your day by doing something that you consider productive and you get something done, I mean, when you're ticking off a habit, when you're getting something done that you think is good and beneficial, and when you start your day by doing that, the rest of your day will, it has an effect on the things you do on the rest of the day. You'd have like a positive perspective of that day. And I've heard people say this exact thing about making your bed in the morning when you wake up. I think I came across this on Nikhil Pandey's. There's a YouTube channel called Captain Sinbad. It's an Indian guy who lives in he lives in Minnesota. And this guy, he talks about how making your bed the first thing in the morning can have a huge impact on how the rest of your day goes. So in a sense, the same principle you can apply to drinking water first thing in the morning. It just gets your mood straight to be productive, and the rest of your day goes smoothly when you do that. And this applies to the rest of your morning routine as well. When you get most of the things in your morning routine done, and the rest of your day can go really well. So yeah, and that sums up my morning routine, basically what I did. And I did this for about 6 months, and I've had some ups and downs. I've had like weeks where I didn't do anything at all, and I completely ignored my habit tracker and didn't cross off anything. But still, I noticed like the first 1 or 2 months, I strictly adhered to my habit tracker, and that actually, like, the 21 day rule applied, I guess. And I did it for much longer than 21 days. I kept most of my habits in check for about 2 months straight. And still, a lot of these habits kind of fell apart. on some occasions when I stop doing those things. I mean, not all days go by smoothly, right? You have ups and downs in your life. And similarly, I had moments where I was not doing any of those things. But even then, even when I was not keeping track of my habits at all, I realized that I was still doing some of these things, some of those habits automatically. And I guess those were the true habits that I actually incorporated into my life. The ones that actually worked with the 21-day rule. And that was drinking water first thing in the morning and morning stretch and exercise. Because the main difference between these two habits and the rest of my habits were that these two had very clear cues. Like this leads to this very clear, like a bulb goes off in my brain. Okay, you have to do this. Since I did this, I have to do this next. The take home message in that is that the most important factor for me to retain those habits were the cues. So the ones that I didn't have much of a cue to that habit, like making a to-do list and preparing a healthy breakfast, those didn't have very clear cues in my daily routine. So I had to take steps to change things around and get something to cue to that habit to make those permanent as well. I'm in the process of doing that. Yeah. Bottom line, I tried it out and it had a major effect in my productivity and my health, because there were days before doing this routine where I would months at a stretch where I wouldn't get any exercise done, especially during exam seasons. But when I strictly adhered to this habit, this morning routine, I got some exercise done. It's better than nothing. I mean, it's really effective to keep your health in check, especially in the long run. I've seen like medical students go to medical college and or throughout the 5 or 6 years, they change drastically with respect to their body fat and their body image and their overall health. By the time they come to final year and when they sit for the exam, they look, and most of them look very unhealthy, fat and bloated and stressed out like hell. And that's the aim of my podcast, to avoid that, to prevent that from happening to you and to avoid happening that in my life. So bottom line, try a habit tracker, the morning routine, and most importantly, have a cue for all of your habits and start adding habits one by one instead of doing them all together. And that's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you for listening in. And make sure to check out my socials and stuff in the description. Another main thing, I'm dropping down some merch, the Med Motivation mug. So if you are a listener of the Med Motivation podcast, I highly suggest, if you can afford it, it's a very small price to pay, get the Med Motivation mug and support my podcast. And in the future episodes, I'm planning on getting some guests as well, some qualified lecturers and stuff. If I'm lucky, maybe I'll be able to get them down to my podcast, and some other creators that I'm hoping to collaborate with. So stay tuned for that. Subscribe to my podcast, and yeah, thank you guys for all the support. Peace.
About bacteria and the fungus, write the exam with the full spot, from Mumbai to Shanghai. Yeah, that's my gang, I call them cold hot. Stack that paper like a samurai, read them books like a lullaby, study with different types of stimuli. Seriously, stop watching hentai. My name is Kenzo. Yeah. On my PS4, now I don't play games anymore. That was long, long time ago. Now I just make people dance on the floor. My music makes people get high. That's why they call me the senpai. Yeah, life sucks, we all just getting by. Fight through it, bitch, don't cry. That's it, I'm done. Let me just goodbye.